If you look different than other people in the workplace, maybe you're the one woman in a tech company or something like that, people's bias may be toward not taking you quite as seriously as other people. And so if you want to be heard, period, you may need to exert some strategy.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman. And that's Dori Clark. And strategy is her thing, her area of expertise. She's a business professor at Duke University, and she writes for the Harvard Business Review. But she wasn't always seen as an expert.
I always was young in, not anymore, but I always was one of the younger people working in any job because I actually graduated from college when I was 18. And so I got my first real job right out of graduate school. I was 20 years old, and I had colleagues that had 10, 20 plus years of experience.
But she knew she had good ideas and could contribute at work, so she found other ways to get people to listen to her.
So it's obvious why people would listen to you if you are a quote-unquote expert. You have a doctorate of or you've worked in an industry for 20 years, or you're a Nobel Prize-winning economist. They don't have problems with this. The challenge is when, let's say, you're a junior employee or you're someone who comes in, you don't have a lot of seniority, but you have a really good idea and you want to get it out, and other people might look at you and say, yeah, but, you know, what does she know about it? So how do you approach that? You know, if the person seems like a brick wall, what can you do? Well, it turns out that one of the best strategies is literally to create an echo chamber around that person. So if your boss seems intractable or isn't really listening to you, you think about the people that he or she does listen to. Maybe there's a senior colleague they really respect. Maybe there's a blogger that he or she reads. Maybe there's someone in another department that they're always talking to. And see if you can find ways to build relationships with those people and begin to surround your boss so that you have this cadre of people who are liking you, talking you up and saying, oh, you know, you really should listen to Dori. She has some good ideas.
It feels so calculated in a way.
That's life, man. I think that in a lot of cases, people think, oh, you know, I can't possibly be that strategic, Machiavellian.
It does sound that way. Like, okay, my boss doesn't think I'm very smart, so I'm going to, you know, or doesn't think I know anything about this topic, so I'm going to go talk to all the people around my boss who deal with him or her, and then that way he's going to start thinking that I'm smart on it. What if I actually just went out and, like, learned about the topic?
Well, so what you're presupposing is that your boss doesn't think you don't know about the topic because you don't know about the topic. That's a problem in and of itself. Of course, if you are ignorant about something, the first step is, yes, you should correct that ignorance. The problem that I'm talking about is what happens when you actually are knowledgeable. You actually do have good ideas, but yet there's this person who is a roadblock because
they don't believe in you. Yeah.
They think, for whatever reason, you know, oh, I'm not listening to her. She's too young. I'm not listening to her. She's a girl. I'm not listening to him because he doesn't know anything about this industry. And that's the kind of thing that is a real impediment for people's careers and their success. Often what happens in that situation, frankly, is that the employee gets so fed up, they quit. They leave the job. I mean, there's a standard saying in HR that people don't leave the company, they leave their boss. And that's pretty sad. If you really like your company, if you have good ideas, you want to help your company, and yet there's a person who's blocking you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do about that? Especially when you start in a company and, you know, there's hierarchies in most companies and you have a really interesting idea or you want to raise your hand, but you're going to run up against that. How do you get people to pay attention?
One of the strategies that is a longer-term strategy that's important to pursue is to try to take the steps to position yourself as an expert. And so if you are in a new industry, for instance, you can begin doing things like creating content to demonstrate to other people that you know what you're talking about. So if you're writing blog posts every week about marketing or about whatever your industry is, before long, people are going to begin to look at that and say, oh, okay, she does have knowledge about this. Maybe we should listen to her. But that's not an instant fix. That's something that takes time.
I was going to say, I mean, if you've just started in on a job and you don't really know, let's say, a lot about marketing, how are you going to be able to start writing about something without maybe coming across to others as this person really doesn't know what they're talking about?
You can oftentimes create content around your journey on an issue. And so as long as you're honest about where you are in the process and what you're learning, you can begin to take readers along with you and show what you do know and show how your knowledge is evolving. Another strategy that I recommend is borrowing others' expertise. And what I mean by that is that actually a way that you can be very knowledgeable is by reading widely in your field and just making sure that you quote and cite other people knowledgeably. You don't have to be – I mean, you think about someone like Malcolm Gladwell, right? He's an incredibly popular writer. People pay him tons of money to give speeches. Malcolm Gladwell is not out there literally doing psychology studies himself. He's someone who knowledgeably writes about studies that have been done. He does reporting work, and he synthesizes it and brings it together. And as a result, he's considered a leading business thinker. We can all, within the confines of our own businesses or our own companies, do something very similar.
What else can you do to try and show people that you're an expert in a field?
So there's one more strategy that I want to make sure that we talk about. This is actually related to the question of how do you make it more likely that people will listen to you, that they will actually be willing to hear your ideas.
I would like that.
Yes. And so that is finding a commonality with that person. And basically what this means is that as soon as you possibly can, when you're meeting someone or building a relationship with them, it is really useful to try to find something you have in common. I mean, at first, it might be something really small. Maybe you live in the same neighborhood. Maybe you went to the same college, whatever it is. Over time, you might discover things that are more profound that you have in common with a person. But what you want to do is, as soon as possible, find something that flips the switch in the other person's brain so that they begin thinking of you as an us rather than a them. Because people are always, this is human nature, much more likely to listen to someone who is an us.
So again, this is kind of a bit of a strategy, though, of just getting the person to listen to you. You may have a really dumb idea, actually, but you're trying to just get people to pay attention to you.
Well, half the battle is making sure that people listen. I mean, these strategies can be used for good or ill.
Well, that was the question I had, which is that how do you know the difference between actually knowing what you're talking about and using these strategies and just BSing your way through a topic?
So we live in a world now where if you're using smoke and mirrors, it is incredibly easy for people to find that out. I mean, the internet era is one of transparency. And if you're bluffing people or if you're trying to pretend to be something
that
you're not,
no amount of strategy is going to help you.
No, there's no way around it. People are going to discover it and they're going to be incredibly angry that they were misled. So really, I think it's actually a really good thing that the place where we are now is that you have to be authentic. You have to be upfront about what you do know and what you don't know. But my hope for these strategies is that they will enable the talented person who has good ideas but maybe just doesn't have the credentials or doesn't have the experience or the years in the industry behind them, that this will enable them to share those ideas and have more impact.
Dory, thank you very much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Dory Clark is a business professor at Duke University and the author of Reinventing You, Define Your Brand, Imagine Your Future. And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.